I have a word that I would like to share with you that came from Ron. And if you have ears to hear, it doesn't matter how old you are.
Praise the Lord.
It can matter where God has placed you. This is a message from a 15-year-old schoolboy who got an A+ for this entry. Totally awesome is the expression. The Lord's Prayer is not allowed in most public schools anymore because the word God is mentioned. A kid in Winnipeg wrote the attached new school prayer. Did you hear me? The new school prayer. Kind of ironic that you would bring your daughter tonight. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. For this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow becomes a federal matter now. Our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's freedom seen. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayers spoken aloud are a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the province. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our noses, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen, and the unwed dad our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth control, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea I make. Should I be shot? My soul, please take. Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Woo-hoo. Did you get it?
From the mouth of babes.
15 years old, and he can write down what he's living in. So if you think it's better in Canada, okay? So pray for the students. Some of them are very, 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 very much in distress. And I want to take you on a little journey. So if you'll bow your heads, we'll run to Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
Holy Spirit, this word that you gave me today is to bring life and light into the hearts of these that are struggling sometimes, trying to figure out why this suffering can be so difficult. Amen?
Amen?
So give me eyes to see, ears to hear, and a heart to perceive what you're speaking to me about. In Jesus' name. I want to take you to James chapter 5, starting at verse 7. Be patient then, brothers, until the Lord's coming. See how the farmer waits for land to yield its valuable crops, and how patient he is for the autumn and spring rains. You too be patient and stand firm, because the Lord's coming is near. Now, in case you forgot, this is written almost 2,000 years ago. Don't grumble against each other, brothers. Whoops. Or you will be judged. The judge is standing at the door. Verse 10, brothers, as an example of patience in the face of suffering, take the prophets who spoke in the name of the Lord. As you know, we consider blessed those who have persevered. Did you hear me? As you know, we consider blessed those who persevered. You have heard of Job's perseverance and have seen what the Lord finally brought about. The Lord is full of compassion and mercy. Above all, my brothers, do not swear. Do not by heaven or by earth or by anything else. Here's the trigger. Let your yes be yes and your no, no, or you will be condemned. So, I got to that phrase and the Lord said, that's the one. And I said, okay. So, Proverbs 17:27. A man of knowledge uses words with restraint. And a man of understanding is even tempered. Okay? Matthew 5:37. That one, put a circle around it. Matthew 5:37. Simply let your yes be yes and your no, no. Anything else beyond this comes from the evil one. Now, some people would say, well, the devil's on my case. No, the evil one is the soul. The emotions that want to bark back. The Adam part of you that wants its way at whatever price. That wants to retaliate and slap a few people to wake them up. Come on. You got any of that in you? Don't blame the devil for that one. Look at self and see if self is ready to lay down. Most of the time he resurrects when you least expect it. Simply let yes be yes, your no, no. Anything else or anything beyond this comes from the evil one. Colossians 4:6. Let your conversation be always full of grace, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how to answer everyone. Notice our discussion before we started tonight. What did we share? How to respond with dignity and respect. Not condemning anyone because your battle is not against flesh and blood. 2 Timothy 1:13. What you heard from me, keep as the pattern of sound teaching with faith and love in Christ Jesus. So in other words, he's saying, St. Paul, I'm your example. Why? Because he lived a few extra years compared to Timothy. So take a lesson from those who have been there before you. Titus 2:8. Titus 2:8. Soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Don't you love that one? Think about it. Soundness of speech that cannot be condemned, so that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us. Kind of cool, huh? James 3:2. James 3:2. We all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man, able to keep his whole body in check. Jesus. Woo! So the trigger is this little tool we have that we use to teach others should be really used to teach ourselves. Amen. And to keep our body in check. See, sometimes you can be so angry at yourself because you allowed something or you spoke something or someone retaliated against you and you bark back. How many have got a little bit of a bark once in a while? Amen. Thank you. When you bark back, you're showing who you're coming from. You're coming from Adam or the Adamic nature. You're coming from your mind, will, and emotions. So those who you attack, they're coming at the same thing. So there's two emotional beings clashing each other. If you say, Lord Jesus, help me, I need to shut up. It can be a silent prayer.
Amen.
Because you don't want to say it too loud, they'll accuse you. But that silent prayer will release the Holy Spirit immediately to flood you with His peace and His love. If you pour out love to those that are persecuting you, what's going to happen? It's going to shut them down. They will get jealous and they will bark a little more, but eventually they'll see that nothing is actually happening to their favor. Amen. And it will die. The darkness will die. The soulish emotionals will die. It says we all stumble in many ways. If anyone is never at fault in what he says, he is a perfect man or woman, able to keep his whole body in check. I stress the fact that we talked about aches and pains in our bodies, sometimes brought on by our own mouth. Being angry, blaming ourselves. Oh, I must have done this wrong, or I must have done that wrong. Oh, I overdid it. I lifted something too heavy, and that's why my body's hurting. And all the time, it could be a total deception. As you declare your body to be full of light and life and vitality, what are you going to be doing? You're going to rebuild whatever's wrong, whether it's physical or emotional or demonic. You're going to rebuild it. So you might as well rebuild right away. Why wait? Amen? So would you do me a favor? Would you put your Bible down, please? Would you stand? I think it's time you start talking to this earth suit. Got an earth suit that's hurting?
Yeah.
It's time to speak. Mm-hmm. Speak what?
Truth.
Truth and life.
Help.
And what?
Help.
Help. So it might be a good idea if you've got a little tender spot somewhere. And just close your eyes because there's no need of looking around because I don't think I need to see. Mm-hmm. What you need to do is place your hand where it's hurting or where it's tender and where you need healing. Say, Father, tonight, we come in agreement with your word. Your word is clear. We speak life. Healing. And reconstruction. And regeneration. To this body.
To this soul.
To my mind.
To my will.
To my emotions. And I decree right now. That the light of Christ will flood this place. The regeneration is in progress. I speak to it now. And I take this healing. Right now.
For me.
In Jesus' name.
I
command my body to line up with God's word. My word will not return void. It will not return without producing. And I believe for a complete restoration. And a recreation.
In Jesus' name.
I receive. And I believe.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus.
This word will not come back void.
I was healed by the stripes of Jesus.
1 Peter 2:24.
That word will not return void.
That word will not return void.
Amen.
Amen.
And amen.